Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Another lovely day here.
It's all, yeah.
Not. I am waiting for the sun to shine without it being so hot and humid because I am going to go to that fair no matter what.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. The fair got lucky yesterday because all that rain that we thought we were going to have all afternoon as well went away. Sun came out. It was gorgeous, so hopefully everybody had a great time out there. The fair runs through this Saturday, and plenty of action happening. You have not been out yet this year?
Well, no. Yesterday would have been perfect, wouldn't it?
Yes, but...
As it turned out, except that I spent the evening... in a council meeting, and which I always look forward to doing because that's what I do. That's to represent the people of this county. I really do enjoy going to the meetings and seeing what opportunities we might have to provide services, hopefully without raising taxes. But that's generally not the case. One thing we did go over is the notice of the Public Safety Income Tax Committee that will be meeting tonight at 7 o'clock, and it's just going to be like four city council people, two county council people, one from Ellettsville and one from Steinsville, though Steinsville will not have a vote in this. Now, this committee is just a recommending committee, so whatever they bring forward to the entire Income Tax Council could be totally dismissed or accepted without question. So,
what is the purpose of them getting together and meeting? Just because they haven't? Just because this coming down the pipe needs to have some organization? What is the angle here? Because as you mentioned on this program before, well, they haven't met for so long. Now, why are they getting together?
Well, and this really is, they're not getting, this is just a committee of this group. So it is, this says it's a meeting of the Monroe County Income Tax Council, but then the next line says the Public Safety Option Income Tax Committee. So it's not the entire Income Tax Council. But what because the rules are that we have to make a decision, the Income Tax Council has to make a decision on how much of the public safety dollars or any of the income tax dollars would go out to the fire departments for their request. That has to be decided before September 1. And we still haven't heard from the state. But really, they have to move forward, and because it's almost August, and they've got to get, because they've got to have meetings and just say, okay, here's what we're going to do, and then the next meeting will be, no doubt, to bring the fire departments to come in to make their request so that they can vote on that and then send that vote out to the regular Income Tax Council so they can vote on it. So they only have a month to get all of this done, and in the meantime, it may just be all for naught because the state may come back and say, no, you're not going to get the income tax, public safety income tax.
But at least they'll have all the plans in order when it does get...
Oh, absolutely. There's no way they could just avoid making some decisions here because otherwise if they don't make the decision by, and I believe it's before September 1,
yes,
then it's too late to give any of grant any of these dollars out to the fire department.
So they'd have to wait till the next cycle that comes around?
Right.
Okay.
Right. So, it just seems to me that the state is really keeping us up in the air about this, and I just wish that they would just say yes or no and let us get on about our business because we're getting ready or trying to get ready for our budget hearings.
Now, let me ask you the question because you bring up the budget, and that's where I think people get confused. What is the difference in this money than the budgeted money? This is in addition to the normal, quote-unquote, normal budget that these people have?
Okay, and you're talking about for the fire department?
Correct.
Is that what your question
yes,
is?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, they're asking for it in the form of being granted from this income tax. The fire departments are asking for additional dollars. So And it's time for them to advertise their budget. Well, they don't even know if they're going to get any of these income tax dollars. The fire departments don't. But they have to go ahead and get their budget advertised. I think they have to put it into Gateway in another couple of weeks. I don't have the date here in front of me. I think it was August 12th or something. So they're going to have to go ahead and enter in, we all will, whatever we anticipate our budget might be if we get this tax and get that entered in properly for the proper advertisement, and it'll have to be entered in a great deal higher than what it will be if we don't get the income tax. So I just don't know why the state won't tell us so that we can move forward and make good decisions. And you know, when you're trying to figure out your budget, the very first thing reasonable people do, you do that at your house. You look at what your revenue is before right. you decide what yeah. how you're going to spend it.
You don't write down your Christmas list before you figure out how much money you've got in the bank, right?
Right, right. So it seems to me that the state should just come out and say, yes, you're going to get it.
Well, let me ask you a silly question then, because that's what I excel in here. What is taking the state so long? Do they not want to set a precedent they'd have to go back and fix? What is the holdup to this issue?
Because we, Monroe County, we're the only county who put this in place between May 1 and July 1, and that's a transition time between the old way of doing taxes, income taxes throughout the state, and the new way of doing income taxes throughout the state. And we knew the tax laws were changing. We knew that. And there was a next year and the year thereafter, it will be different. But for this year, where it's transitioning from one kind of way of doing them to a new way, the state, at least some of the people of the state, are believe that the law says you weren't supposed to put this in place between May 1 and July 1. And so now they're trying to say, oh, what does it really say? What does it really mean? And if there were several counties had done this, I believe they would have had to make this decision a lot quicker. But since it's just our county, they probably have their hands full trying to get what they have to do and meet their deadlines, and maybe we're not way at the top of their list. So hopefully we'll find out. I think there are some around here who thought if we would just be real quiet, nobody would even notice and it would just go through.
Just sneak in the back door, right?
Well, but it doesn't work that way. And that's why I tried to say last night at the meeting. We all just thought, well, how strange that would be. When we pass any kind of a new tax or budget or whatever, that always has to be approved at the state level to make sure we're following the state laws. And we have not been told by the state that we did that according to the state laws. So we could say and pretend all the way we wanted that if we kept quiet, nobody would notice and we would just start getting this money. What we're talking about is getting money from you, from the public. And the public deserves to know that we follow the state guidelines, because those guidelines are there to protect the public. So it's all a balancing act, and it's all about following the law.
So it sounded like we tried to hurry up and push this through to get in there before May, but we didn't get it in there before May. So now we're behind May, and now we're behind the time a little bit on this. Why didn't we just wait till next year to do this in general?
Well, I think that they believe, there were those that believe that if they got it done and before July 1, that it would all, perhaps, I'm just trying to get in there.
Because the old rule said so?
Thinking that somebody must have thought that it would always be set aside for the public safety tax, because after July 1 and the new rules hit, any increase in that tax, it all goes into one pot. Well, guess what? Even if they say that it was approved, it still all goes into one pot. It will no longer be separate pots of money. What happens is it'll all go into that same as the 1% income tax, so it'll be more than $30 million. But perhaps the vote taken before July 1, and they're saying a 0.25% to go to public safety. Maybe the state will say, well, we'll sort of pretend that was like a part of the total 1.25%, and we'll let you do that. You know what? We're all sitting around waiting on the state to tell us what they're going to say is legal about what we did.
Marty Hawks. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
And if it wasn't, and if we need to re-vote on it, then they need to just say that as well. And there's a lot of people out there right now who are coming to us and saying, look, we're struggling today trying to pay all of the increase in the cost of living that's going on here. That might not show up if you're looking at a nationwide cost of living, but here we know different costs that are going up, your water bill, your sewer bill, you know, local income taxes then would be going up again. It's just a lot of different things that people are saying, wait a minute. So I think that, had we been told when we were voting on this that part of this dollar, this total 1.25%, could be spent on economic development, that discussion would have been a lot broader. We were not told that at the time. But right now, we know that the dollars need to be put in place somehow, some way, so that our fire departments have the money to operate, so that we are able to add the law enforcement that we need to. And so I just hope that the dollars are going to be spent according to the way we told the public they would be spent.
Well, we'll see what the state rules on that. So we're waiting here in limbo, and we'll see what happens. Marty Hawks, our guest this morning. The county councilwoman checks in Wednesdays just after 8:10 and keeps an eye on what's happening with our tax dollars and in county government. And speaking of government, we saw yesterday that the Republican Central Committee met, took two votes to finally determine that Eric Holcomb will represent the Republican Party as the gubernatorial candidate on the November ballot. His lieutenant governor will be appointed, whichever you'd like to call it, on August 1st. That's coming up on Monday. But the county has a spot open that it needs to fill for the rest of 2016.
Right. And that meeting is for tomorrow night. You know, we've long...
Let me get everybody updated on that.
In conversation here about the auditor, the problems in the auditor's office.
The Monroe County Democratic Party will meet 5 p.m. tomorrow. That's at the Monroe County Public Library because they need to place an auditor for the rest of 2016.
Right. And, of course, you can imagine the employees, the whole staff of that office, they've been under so much stress for how long? Wondering what's going to happen with management in their office. And then they were sitting there wondering what's going to happen on the 28th, who's going to be the new auditor. And after Steve Salter then resigned and the chief deputy took over, then her name is on the ballot, but not as a Democrat. And then the treasurer is on the ballot as a Democrat to run for auditor. And everyone would have thought that the treasurer, Kathy Smith, would have put her name in there to run as the auditor to fill out that term because that's, you know, you're already saying, this is what I plan to do. This is what I want to do.
Right.
So whether there was a thought, well, maybe the inside caucus members would, maybe that wouldn't have been their first choice. Maybe their first choice would have been for the chief deputy, Tressa Chambers. One to know, but for whatever reason, the Democrat who's running for the office, who would normally have put their name in the hat, did not. And the independent candidate who's running for that Democrat slot did put her name in, and so she's...
Well, you can read between the lines there, can't you?
Well
at least I can.
It just sort of... You know, I can't speak for anyone else.
No,
I'm just saying that these facts
the secession move in that that should move in that direction, and it's not. So that's a very interesting part of that. So that's coming up Thursday, tomorrow, 5 o'clock,
right.
The Monroe County Library. The caucus will also fill a vacancy for a party secretary, as former party secretary Alexa Lopez also resigned. Pursuing her spot is Sue Wanzer. So we'll talk to Sue about that tomorrow.
Can you imagine those two offices, the turmoil that would be in place?
Now, the one thing I don't understand is and this is where I'm naive at politics, and this is why I have you help me out here. If Kathy Smith's already having a job, why would she leave her job with 4 months to go or whatever it is in the year to go to another place without, quote unquote, the guarantee of taking that job over after election day? Do you stay where you're at to do the job you've been elected to do?
She'll be gone in 4 months there too,
because of
either
term
way
limits,
you
right?
Go, yeah. If she's not elected again, she will not be an elected official in Monroe
County.
So either way you go, so it might have been an opportunity for the Democrat Party, one would think that she would move over and get name recognition over there in the auditor's.
Well, then who
office.
Would replace her in the treasurer's office?
And
would they have to go through another caucus?
Running and the Democrat ticket would run. They would replace her by caucus there, and thereby giving that person name recognition for running for treasurer. That is the norm. One
the
would
succession plan,
to
so to speak.
and. While that does cause a lot of disruption in the offices, it's the same disruption in the office that we will be seeing come the first of the year, because that's what happens in these elected offices. Every 4 years, you just get new leadership and people switch around, and that's the way it works.
Now, we've brought this point up before, but I just wanted to reinforce it again. Is there going to be some point where we know how busy the auditor's office is, and this isn't a knock on anybody that's been there or done that, but the track record's just, it's plainly not very good. If it's so important and so heavy lifting and so software intense and training intense, why does it need to be politically affiliated? Why can't it just be the best it can be and have somebody in charge of it that does what needs to be done?
Because the state law says that is an elected official, and
is that how most states are? I know that's not your job to know what most states do, but is that common throughout the country?
I apologize. I do not know.
Well,
that's
going to be your homework for next week.
I've been very fortunate to live right here all my whole life.
Right.
So, I will just say that this seems very difficult, because you think, well, it should be just hire someone who's the best.
Well, correct.
Well, guess what? That's still political, because someone has to decide who's going to hire the person. So who's going to do it? The county commissioners? Well, then you might just say, then the county commissioners are really in charge of that. Then instead of working like county government, where you have all these different people who are elected and have different responsibilities, you'd be operating more like the city, where everything is like comes out of the mayor's office. So
no, it's
there
fair.
Are reasons,
that's why, yeah.
Good and bad.
And it makes sense as well, because yes, everything is political at the end of the day. I don't think that's inaccurate at all. It just, you would think with getting all the jobs they have to do right, and all that money right, and all the TIFs and everything else that go with it, it's not an easy thing to do. No one's saying the job is easy, but it is interesting. So that meeting again, that will take place tomorrow, Monroe County Public Library, the Democratic Party caucus to fill in. And if there's only one person on the list, well, there's not a lot of suspense going on tomorrow night, right?
Well, no, I can't imagine, because it's too late for someone. I don't think they can put anyone's name up from the floor. I think they have to have notified.
That had to be Monday, I think, at 5 o'clock or at noon.
Right.
Or so. I thought I saw that drop dead deadline for that. So there shouldn't be any mystery in this. So it looks like that's going to be taken care of.
And actually, as far as being a county council member, this is going to work out better for the county council because we rely on getting all those numbers from the auditor's office. Well, can you imagine if you had a new auditor and they went in there and said, okay, I'm going to change. I'm not going to have that chief deputy, and I'm going to go ahead and hire this person and that person and have a changeover in staff in there right in the middle of all of this transition. Not a good time for this to happen. It would have been far better had the former auditor stepped down at the beginning of the year, and this could have already been worked out and not have all this going on right during trying to get ready for budget hearings.
Yep.
Which, by the way, starts and goes on. I mean, we're going to be taking these through the end of August all the way through almost the end of September, rather than just getting at the budget hearings and have them day after day until you're done and take a week of afternoons and be done with this, as it has happened many years in the past. No, it's going to stretch it out for a whole month, these different dates, have it in the evening. That means our employees will be working all day and then setting up with us until after 9 o'clock at night. To set through these budget hearings, and believe me, it is just better to just get at it and get it done instead of dragging this on forever. However, I know that I am one of seven, and so I will happily go in there and meet at whatever time frame works for the best. So.
Well, there you go. And it's better than Saturdays and Sundays, right?
Well, certainly. The thing is,
or just don't. We don't have any. When's the time? When is a good time? There's never a good time, is there? We're so busy.
Well, the budget meetings where we're making the sausage, we don't take public comment anyway.
That's good.
Then when you do the adoption, you do it. Obviously, you want to do that at a time when it's the time for the public comment. You want to do that when the public can be there. But the other meetings where you're meeting with the departments and you're looking at their budgets and you're deciding on where you think those dollars should go, those, since the public's not commenting during that time, seems to me that the seven council members should make it so that it's easier on all those county employees, not expecting them to rack up more overtime, more comp time by working during the day and coming and meeting with us at night. I mean, that's just my opinion.